Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the RSL Show, the last episode of the season. We're coming to you from Josh's kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm Andy Munoz. We got...
You got Josh here.
And...
Alex Nablus.
Okay, Alex said he didn't believe he was an intern last episode.
That is true. I did say that. I thought I got promoted.
Did we send you anything in writing?
An offer letter?
I guess not.
Your patience, young Jedi, young Padawan.
He did 10 episodes, and he like runs it now.
Was it only 10?
I don't know.
It was more.
I have
than
no
10.
Idea. I've lost track.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably more than 10. Yeah. Well, we have to think of like a challenge for you to become official.
Yeah, like a
something
final test of your capabilities.
Yeah, sounds daunting.
Yeah. Yeah, you and be. Isaac. You and Isaac. I think.
One for him. We'll talk about it after.
Hang on. I think that because you two are the newest, and Isaac can get fired at any time because he doesn't really produce, yeah, at least yet, I'm thinking like foot race.
I was thinking potato sack.
What?
Like a potato sack race where they get it and they have to jump?
Yeah. Well, hold on, what?
Well, yeah, we'll give you time to heal.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to talk. Dude, come on. All right, talking to the mic. Jeez. I'm thinking it'd be fun if it was an elimination.
whoever wins gone. Is out, or whoever loses is out. Is it a single elimination or double? is it a three event?
Something. Yeah. No. So I was thinking we should do that, and then
Alex hates this idea.
One graduates though, like one graduates sooner than the other.
Oh, so like whoever wins, like he could go.
It's
from
like automatic
producer to producer.
Yeah.
He could go from intern to senior intern.
Yeah. Senior intern.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, it's been wonderful having you two kids with us. I actually got some feedback on you guys. You want to hear the feedback I got on you?
Was it good or bad?
Mixed. It was neutral.
It was neutral.
It was mixed, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just want... don't get sad. Don't get sad. What? What's going on?
Aren't all four supposed to be red?
All right. Okay, we're back. Alex just earned some major points, dude. He just nodded so hard. You just got some major points. He pointed out that Isaac's microphone wasn't on. So, Isaac, say hi.
Hi.
All right, he's back. He's here. He's
Welcome
been here
back,
the whole time.
Thank you.
Okay. So, the feedback. This is where you grow thick skin, okay? Because, no. Dude, I've had people literally tell me, like, you shouldn't host.
I've had people tell me I should quit.
Yeah.
Straight up and
yeah,
probably jump off a bridge. So it's fine.
Okay. All right. This is so good. Talking to you, I want to make sure I can hear you. Say
you hear
something?
Me? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good?
Yeah. Cool. Are you red on
that? I remember. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So the feedback. Dude. All right. This is from somebody we know that's been listening to the show a long time. He said, what did he say? He didn't say that you were annoying. He said that he doesn't like what you say sometimes.
Okay.
Now, the reason that he said that, okay, and it's not like Jake or Mitch. Like, it's not anybody that, it's not like, and it's one of our friends. He literally said, I just think that I don't like him because he's so young and I'm old.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I can get him a couple of years before the next year.
Yeah. So, that's it.
Like, it's literally just like old man grumpiness.
Yeah, it is, dude. But I wouldn't take it personally. I want to relay that to you because I think it's funny. I don't think it's true. I think obviously you're doing such a great job.
We've gotten a lot of good feedback as well.
Yeah, but it's our job to point out the bad feedback and tell you to your face.
So how do I get older?
Stop saying yeet.
Yeah. No, dude, it's honestly, he was just being stupid. So, it's literally...
No, it's awesome. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll be ready for next
Go
year.
Go call some more games.
Don't be so young. Okay? Stop trying to be young. I should have asked him about you, Isaac.
I think he wouldn't have cared. I think he likes me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you say enough
I'm curious,
for anyone to
I'm
have
curious
a...
to know who this was now. I'm going to bash him on Twitter.
Should we just tell him?
No.
Bash him
no, we can't tell you. No. Right. We don't bash people on Twitter, bro. We don't do that. All right. Should we get the show started?
I thought we did.
Yeah. It started.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Everybody everybody doing well? You doing okay?
Dude, I'm doing great.
All right. You're doing great things, dude. KSL, you're calling soccer games.
Yeah,
look at you go.
The 5A and 6A tournament yesterday.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
I love it so much. All right. What about you, dude? How are you doing?
Fine. Life's life. Carry on.
Isaac?
I'm doing good. How's your cruise,
though? Bro, I keep telling you, Isaac, do what with the mic, dude?
What? Put it to my mouth?
Yeah,
like this?
Get in there.
Get in there, bro. In
look at this. See this?
Get in there.
You want my lips touching it like this?
Yeah. That's your mic. Yep.
I got it. How was your cruise? Yeah, let's...
The cruise was fine. It was quite overcast the whole time. It was relaxing. Got a little recharge.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't see Twitter for a few days. I got back and was in a time warp. When we were at training on Saturday, you were trying to tell me what days things were on, and I was off by like 2-3 days. So, glad to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was super happy to come back and watch that Austin game, huh?
Yeah.
It's a great welcome back.
But it's weird, though, being on a boat and just seeing nothing but ocean. Isn't that weird?
No, I love it. It's moderately terrifying, like, because you can see, like, how deep it is, you know.
You can?
Yeah.
You can see down?
No, like, but there's, like, a screen that you can go find that, like, shows you, like, how fast you're going and how deep it is and, like, where you're at on the maps. That's scary.
Yeah.
Didn't see any UFOs, though.
You can't really tell, like, how fast you're going while you're out there, right? Because there's, like,
not really. I mean, like, you can see the waves the boat's producing. You kind of feel it.
Well, how fast do they go?
Like, a couple knots. It's not fast. I mean, this went to Ensenada. Like, it's not far.
Okay.
Right? Like, they were kind of just petering along the whole time, wasting time.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, let's talk about Real Salt Lake.
Dude, hold on. What? So I went to one of, like, the markets in Ensenada, though. Not a single Liga MX jersey in sight to, like, buy.
Really?
I was so disappointed.
Ensenada?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got a point there, huh? Like, people would buy kits.
Yeah, every time I've been to like, Mexico or Honduras or any of those places, and you go to, like, the market, someone's always selling kits.
Yeah,
not a single one.
Ensenada, you're going to find, like, seashells, straw hats.
Oh, there's plenty of, like, NFL jerseys, NBA jerseys.
Really?
Like, University of Utah football blankets.
No.
Dead serious.
You saw that there?
Yeah.
Utah was out there?
Yeah. Wow. Not a single Liga MX jersey.
Not a single Liga MX jersey. Got it. Okay. Well, let's talk about the season.
Let's talk about Austin.
That's what I mean, dude.
The season's a little different.
All right. Go ahead. Talk about it.
Start with Austin. Let's hear it.
Disappointing. What word would you like use to phrase like your feeling after the Austin game?
Embarrassing.
So like let's do it this way. Start with how you felt going into the game, how you felt at halftime, and then how you felt after. Let's go, Isaac.
I was optimistic. Halftime, I was concerned. And then at the end, I was pissed.
Okay. I'd say I was optimistic, leaning towards pessimistic going in. I was pretty pumped at halftime. And by the end, like, everything was comical, right? Like, there were no words for me to describe, like, how I felt. Because I was laughing and mad and sad. And you know, there's all these feelings at the end of that game for me.
Yeah.
I think going into it, probably a little bit of pessimism, considering it was Austin. But then, you know, at halftime, I was like, okay, like, maybe, you know, maybe we got this. Maybe we got this. And then heading into overtime, I was like, there's still a chance. And then at the end, it was probably just heartbroken and a little bit of frustration. Stuff.
Well, it was whoa, I'm like really high, turned up. Man, I'm slipping up here, dude. This is why you got to produce. I'm getting old, Isaac.
His eyes aren't working as well.
Yeah. I couldn't believe the Sergio Cordova goal, especially happening in like what 3:37, like that. That was shocking, very surprising. It set a good tone, and then. We go up 2-0, and at that point...
Within 20 minutes.
At that point, I'm feeling pretty good, because I'm like, there's more goals ahead of this.
Right.
And then, what's the next event? They didn't score before Rubio got his card, right?
They did.
Oh, they did. Towards the end of the half, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So, but we're still up 2-1.
2-1. Doable. 2-1 start to get a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, but doable.
Doable. When I think... The first set of wheels fell off was with the Rubio Rubin tackle, which was just a shit show.
It's something that you don't expect a professional to do.
Well, when it happened, you know there's a card involved. You don't
already on a yellow.
Yeah. So it was just really confusing, and you know he's going for the red. And I remember I was yelling at my screen. I'm like, he's not that kind of player. Like, it's not on purpose, you know? But
But, I mean, they still have to give it. Like, that was an absolutely clumsy challenge.
But you look back at it, and it was just a stupid mistake, man. And we'll talk about being 10 down. We'll talk about Austin FC barely winning. But, yeah, I mean, to draw towards the end the way that we did, it was just comical, dude, like you said. It's you're feeling frustrated, and then
you're also frustrated the Austin players because they're pulling all these antics,
and then you remember what everyone's been saying on Twitter,
and then you remember that we really shouldn't be there in the first place, and like we squeaked in,
and then you remember that you're essentially too many thoughts to really come out with a rational explanation in this one.
There were the amount of like deleted tweets, like drafts I had. Like, you know what I mean? Because I was just feeling one way and wanting to scream on Twitter, deleting it because I was like, no. Typing up another one, no. You know what it is?
Yeah. Well,
probably could have gotten myself in trouble.
I mean, to go up the way that we did and how we held on for so long, being 10 men down at Austin FC, Q2 Stadium.
Yeah. Q2, yeah.
With that whole wall of fans, which don't get me started on that. I think, man, we had this game.
So
it should have been Real Salt Lake advancing. It's
agreed.
It's
so,
just
so. Can we agree that we stupid. Lost the game at the red card?
Would you
say that was only part of it?
I would say that's a part of it because, dude, Real Salt Lake showed out playing 10 men.
Yep.
Against Austin FC with a healthy Driussi, just going to work. Where we lost it was just kind of that mental shift of, hey, let's hang back. Let's park the bus a little bit. Let's get defensive.
Okay.
And you can tell that goal was coming along.
Well, so
When they say 6 minute stoppage, you know it's coming.
You knew it was coming even before that because
we knew it was coming. Hang on, we knew it was coming when we went to training, and they were doing what at training?
Oh, they were practicing penalties.
Yeah, so they're training for penalties days before.
It felt training the day before felt like, and we were there for the whole thing, right? But I had the feeling like we're not anticipating being ahead in the 90th minute, right? Like you had the feeling like they're going to play for the draw and hope to get out with ties. And I know the red card kind of spurred this and the ridiculous amount of stoppage time, right? But, like, there was a weird mentality that they knew at some point they were parking the bus. And I've talked about it for years. Anytime you park the bus, you're inviting 45 shots on your goal.
Yeah.
Right? You're inviting them to score. I am anti-parking the bus. I'm fine bringing in another central midfielder or another center back, but to completely – I think I tweeted, like, they have slashed the tires and pulled the spark plugs. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there was – they might as well have stood on the goal line and just, like, jumped at the ball every time.
You just
there was
heard
a shot.
The
– Right. And I think that was a tactical error, right? Going defensive is fine, but
– Especially being down a player, too. Right. So, like, there's – no matter which way you look at it, there's a gap in the field. There's an extra player just open.
Right. So – To completely leave yourself without a single outlet, right? Like, I'm fine taking off a couple of attackers and parking the bus a little bit, but to have zero outlet, to have no one to run onto a clearance, to have no kind of threat. You can say that Brody and Loftus-Cindt were a threat. They had one run.
That was one run, a great run.
It was a great run, but like that, you can't anticipate that. That was just them making magic, right? That wasn't tactical.
Man, Brody got so close to it.
He did.
I thought that
and
was
that would have been an absolute moment
just
in time.
Dagger, dude.
But to not bring Julio on or to not leave Cordova on, to run onto those balls, even to dribble him to the corner and waste some time, was a total like brain melt to me. I do not understand it. And no matter what explanation anyone would give me, I won't agree.
You're not accepting it?
I won't. I just won't agree because you sat back completely and invited – not only, 30-plus minutes or whatever it was, 40-plus minutes of pressure, you then had to invite the stoppage time pressure, the overtime pressure, and then you go into penalty kick shootout with, like, let's be honest, fourth, fifth option guys. Like, after that red card, everything went wrong, and it was comical to me.
Yeah, Alex, you're shaking your head, dude, so Let's go from the half, right? We've already kind of expressed where we were at. What were your thoughts, and what's your criticism towards the handling of, you know, maybe going this route of, like, defensive mind? Do you think it's what they needed, or should they have just kind of kept that pressure that we had seen?
I mean, I think I tweeted it at half too, I said, hey, we're good. As long as we keep it up, we'll be fine. We can see this one out, get the result, move on to the next round. The second that Rubio card comes in, my mentality kind of shifts as well, because first of all, you know, you're on a yellow. There's no reason why you should be making that tackle. I appreciate his hustle. I appreciate him wanting to go up and run and get the ball. But you know you're on a yellow. Brad Stuver did a phenomenal job of staying there, waiting for the contact, mm-hmm. and forcing that one. Because he knew Rubio was on a yellow. Rubio should have known he was on a yellow. Shouldn't have gone in for that tackle in the first place. Once we're down 10 men, and once I see the substitutions, I think, okay, like, I get it. You're down 10 men. You're down a man. You want to play defensively. You want to hold on to what you have. You're winning. But penalties were on the back of my mind too. In that situation where you bring off Sava, you bring off Cordoba, you bring up basically all your attack, bring in all these defensive-minded players to try to preserve, you're also setting yourself up for failure later on, because naturally you want Cordoba at the spot. You want Savarino at the spot. You don't want your center backs at the spot. Yes, all credit to Marcelo, because that was a phenomenal penalty.
Great.
But has Andrew Brody taken a PK before in his career? Has Tate Schmidt taken a penalty before in his career?
For the first team?
Yeah.
I don't think he did in the playoffs last year.
Maybe
for the Monarchs, so but like...
Yeah. So I just think once you take off all that attacking power, you're also setting yourself up for the failure at the spot from 12 yards out.
Yeah, it's a good point. I think everybody feels the same way that we do. You guys had seen the video of me watching Tate's.
Yeah.
As soon as the camera angle came on and it showed who the fifth penalty kicker was. You got up, walked away.
We were already at, I mean, let's be real. By that point, we were done.
Yeah, we were done.
It was going to take a Raimondo-esque miracle to get us back into that. I felt like we were done.
And everything is on tape, because Tate thinks that it's not an automatic win. It would have just extended PKs.
Right.
So
it just put us out of our misery.
Which again, like, I appreciate Brody stepping up. I appreciate Ojeda stepping up, which Ojeda's penalty wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was a great save.
It was just an even better save from Stuver. And it's just rough. Like, yes, I want to applaud them for having the mentality to go up and take it and say, hey, I'm going to score this.
But they shouldn't have been put in that situation.
Yeah. It just wasn't good PKs.
The first team guys should have been in that situation. Hopefully would have been in that situation. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So Austin FC goes on. Interesting stuff tweeted. Who tweeted out?
Felipe.
Just saying, like, everybody doubted them and all these things.
Literally no one's doubted Austin FC this entire year.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
And he was, quite literally, when I talk about, like, frustrating Austin FC players, guy was ridiculous the whole match. Like, just crying for fouls, crying for handballs.
Yeah.
He is the guy that, like, when people, when non-soccer fans talk about why they don't watch soccer and, like, go straight to the, you know, they're babies, they cry, they flop around. Like, that is the guy they talk about, right?
Yeah. Which, and then, I'd also kind of want to talk about the refereeing in this one.
Bro.
Because I'm never one to, like, want to be, like, put the blame on the referee, because I always think in soccer there's opportunities for you to go. You can't control the referee, you know. There's always opportunities for you to go try to make a play, make something, and turn the tide in your favor, change the momentum in your favor. But the first yellow to Rubin should have never been a yellow.
No, especially because it took, how long did it take Ring to get that first yellow?
Yeah, exactly.
5-6 fouls?
Alexander Ring should have been sent off in that one.
He should have absolutely been sent off. He had just as many opportunities to be sent off that Rubio Rubin did.
Right. And it sucks because, like, that's completely out of your control, but in this one it did feel like the referee was kind of
felt tilted.
Betting a little bit against RSL, because the Rubin one, it never in a million years should that have been a yellow.
Yeah,
it was a 50-50 ball. I think Cascante sold it really well. And then I guess the same thing can be said for the second one. But Stuver sold it really well. Yes, but yes, Rubin came in and made the challenge, but still Stuver kind of waited for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You get sent off, and then Rosalik did fine. They did well holding them off until about the 92nd minute when I don't even remember who was in the center, the ref. But the ref was, like, called for the handball, which...
The second angle shows his arm a little more extended.
But he already set the precedence prior to the Cordova penalty where he went to VAR.
Right. So why aren't you looking at it again?
Why didn't you go check the second one? It makes no sense to me that he just automatically pointed to the spot with no hesitation. I mean, who knows the conversation that...
No, the conversation
that
was...
That VAR had in his ear.
Austin FC needs to advance. Yeah. Let's take it to penalties.
But he should have gone to the screen. He already set the precedence prior
right.
in this one.
But you think, we've learned that there is no precedence with these referees, right?
You think there are MLS conspiracies?
Oh, I always have.
Yeah.
Explain to me how in the second half with a red card, right? Okay. Nothing else.
Right.
There's 6 minutes of stoppage, whereas in the first half there's a VAR review, a penalty, and two goals, and there's only 5 minutes of stoppage.
Three goals.
That doesn't add up to me. So there's less stoppage in the first half, more stoppage in the second half for less action, per se.
Hmm.
Sure, there were more substitutes, but it doesn't constitute 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's the old Manchester United Sir Alex favor.
So, you know.
No, I agree.
So within MLS, there are, you know, second round playoffs. There's.
Yeah, look how they lined it up.
FC Dallas and Austin.
Right.
And then you've got El Trafico
happening
Thursday.
It makes you think.
Dude, it's not a thing. It's not. I don't know, maybe. Maybe there's someone pulling strings
or
whatever.
If you're a league official, I would want to see my marquee matchups in the playoffs.
I don't know, man. It's very dishonest of you, dude. So we're going to move on. Just no good.
No good. You know, between the penalty, basically from the penalty on, everything to me was just so questionable and painful. And I think I said at some point during the game, towards the end, that, you know, I hope I never have to see half of these players again. And that's no knock on those players, you know, but like, yeah. We shouldn't be relying on fourth, fifth, sixth option guys.
Not in playoffs.
I just can't.
I do agree with you on that.
The team needs to be strengthened.
It sucks because I feel like we completely dominated that one for 25 minutes. Austin had like little to no opportunities to try to get back into this one. We were up 2-0. And then I think as soon as the Driussi goal goes in, momentum kind of shifts. Austin kind of grows into this one. And then from there, it's just all Austin.
Yeah. Good for them. Good for their fan supporters and all that. Did you guys see that? So Austin FC is not allowing like FC Dallas supporters to come in and bring like their drums and instruments.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, give me one good reason.
I don't know.
That to me is just like you're a scared little girl and you don't want your big bad bully to have his full strength there.
Maybe.
It doesn't make sense. You can't bring your drums. Like, that is soccer.
Yeah.
That is culture. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, so they're doing chickens. They're kind of being, there's some uproar about it. We'll see what the kind of league weighs in. That would be like Real Salt Lake telling, like, hey, opposition, don't bring your scarves. We don't want to see your scarves in the, that's kind of
dumb. Stupid. We're not going to sell you tickets. It's stupid.
Yeah. Who do you think wins that matchup? I think Dallas FC.
I think Dallas handles them. If little old RSL was giving Austin that many fits, Dallas is in pretty good form right now.
Did you see their PKs?
Dude, that Panenka was so ballsy.
And they were just putting away their PKs, no question about it.
Well, I mean, we've had shootouts where we've put them away too, and that's the confident players. They had their DP strikers on the field for the penalty shootout.
Yep. But that Panenka, dude.
It almost backfired because that goalkeeper was inches away from getting his palm at it.
Dane Sinclair?
Yeah. After already going... Yeah,
that was a pretty decent match.
Did you guys see the giant taco?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Bro.
You haven't seen the taco?
No.
It's the size of your laptop.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
It was in a pizza box.
I don't know if I'm in the minority here. I don't want a hard shell taco that big. That thing's going to be way hard to eat. It's going to crumble everywhere.
It's like nachos.
Yeah, now if you double-decker that thing, like the old Taco Bell classic they need to bring back, and wrap that in a tortilla, kind of control the mess, I'm all about it.
If it was a real taco, I'd probably like want to try it.
Sure.
Yeah. A big taco?
The shell was just way too much.
That thing's massive.
Like, that'd be so hard to eat at a game.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be hard to eat at a kitchen table with, like,
in front of everybody that's in front of you.
Utensils and things. Yeah, but, like, at a game, like, that would be...
Okay, so we're going to go to Twitter questions real quickly. We're not ending right now because we got some more season finale stuff. We're going to just go through Twitter. What's up, dude?
You see the ghost over there?
My hand is just really cold.
It's because the ghost was touching me. Did you see it over there?
Is there a ghost over there?
Yeah, Mary, dude.
Are you being for real? There's a ghost in here?
Yeah.
Your hand got
cold? She died downstairs, dude.
Yeah, I'm really cold over here.
Yeah. No way. Are you serious?
Well, I think it's because I was gripping the mic.
No.
No, my hands are really warm. I'm gripping the mic, too.
I'm super sweaty. Cold right here.
Yeah, just on that right side.
Dude, she's on your ear.
Wait, she's right here?
Yeah.
Right here on my seat?
She was just over here.
Oh, she was
just... I'm used to her, so I don't even mention it.
Yeah, Josh's house is haunted. If you talk about them more, though, they tend to, like...
They feed off that
energy.
They
feed off that energy. I used to live
with her. So I try not to talk about her, because... Well, she'll mess with me in the shower.
Let's talk about
RSL
Twitter questions.
Yeah. I used to live with a ghost. It was gnarly.
Same. It was sucky.
Yeah.
I made you sleep on the floor in front of that closet. Remember?
Yes.
The haunted closet,
did,
Murray.
Wait, when I slept here, didn't I sleep in this
the
house?
Room? She died. Yeah.
She died in there for real?
Yeah.
Dude. Oh yeah. So before our road trip to San Diego, he gave me this little room.
It's in the very far corner, like
to sleep in.
Far corner of the basement.
And then he told me like a few days later, he's like, "Yeah, that's where the lady died." Why would you put me in that room, bro?
Because it's the spare room.
But don't put me in
I
there.
I gave you the option of the couch.
He's done that to me twice, dude.
I've done him twice.
Your ghost story is really scary, though.
Yeah, my ghost story is legit.
You should talk about it, but at a better time.
Not right now, yeah.
Yeah,
right
my
now.
Ghost story is legit, bro. It's scary. Yeah, it's freaking...
It's like
rad.
Something out of Hollywood, like scary.
It's
Conjuring
bad.
Movie, dude.
Yeah, in San Diego. All right.
I'm nervous.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Yeah, why are you so scared? It's just a
ghost. I just feel cold. It's like now I feel like it's an anxiety attack.
Chill out, dude.
Chilling.
If you need to move.
Yeah, do a little deep breath.
She's not there anymore. It makes you feel any better.
Yeah, she's good.
This is our Halloween special.
Yeah, why are you... Dude, it's like there's a little sunlight. We're fine. All right, okay. Twitter questions. Dude, Halloween... This is a Halloween crossover, bro.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to Halloween.
No.
I honestly just think there's a vent right there. Okay. I'm feeling weird now, too, dude.
Don't. She's nice. She was a little old lady that died.
I can't believe you put me in her freaking bed, bro.
That wasn't her bed.
But still,
it wasn't
room.
Her reused bed. It wasn't her sheets.
She was probably decomposing in there.
Her dead juices weren't in the mattress.
Ugh, gross. Okay. All right. Let's talk about Twitter questions. All right. S.A. Zenner says, I really like Master Winnie, and Philly did well with the pieces he had. Considering the FO didn't buy any of the big pieces he and we had hoped for. He's made some bad subs, and I do feel that takes a lot of secondary blame against Austin after the red card. So more of a statement from S.A. Zenner.
I'd agree.
More on Pablo. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more on Pablo. We have a list of questions that we prepared for the season finale, quote unquote. So let's just read these, and then we'll get through. Zerk says, 2022 season was full of ups and downs. We started off perfect, but ended up tanking in the summer, losing to teams that we should have won easily. If our strikers really did their job and scored goals, I can see a home playoff game. Honestly disappointed.
All right, I gotta tweet this poll question on Twitter. Do it.
All right. You're doing it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
What Lagoon roller coaster best describes RSL season?
I love it.
The cannonball.
Love it. I'm posting it right now.
Which one?
The cannonball. Or is it the... Cannibal? Is it the cannibal?
Is that the one that like drops
goes,
you immediately?
No, yeah, like goes up real high and then...
And then it tanks. Yeah, tanks. I'll go with that one. Yeah.
I would say the mouse ride.
Just take like teasing you, like it's going to throw you off the edge and then you're going straight again?
Yeah. It's just a ride. It's uncomfortable.
Sure.
What would you say?
Probably the rocket, dude, because you got super high and then just let us down.
Have you been to Lagoon?
I have, yeah.
But not re-entry. We'll do the launch one because we got back up high a little bit again and then let us down again.
All right. What about you, dude? What would you say? What ride?
I'm going to go with, like, Colossus.
Colossus.
Because I feel like this big old
little circles.
The big loop-de-loops.
Yeah, big loop-de-loops.
Is that the one that spins upside down and then they
no,
splash
no,
water?
No,
it's the one with the two loops.
That's a cliffhanger.
Oh, okay. I've never done that one.
It's always closed.
Dude, I hate Lagoon. I hate Lagoon because when I was 16, I went on that wooden roller coaster. Yeah. And I swear, dude, like, it just slipped something in my disc, like, in my back.
Oh, probably. That thing is rough.
It was rough, dude. Yeah. It was so, I couldn't walk, like,
I was
for
on
a
that
week.
Thing once and the lap belt came loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing it doesn't do anything crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's been there since, like, what?
1918 or something?
Yeah, it's probably the old roller coaster that was at the Saltaire.
Probably. They just,
from, yeah. It just,
it's probably the same wood, too.
Yeah, probably. Let's see. We'll answer that question. We'll come back to that question. Guys, we're so sorry for the RSL show content today, by the way. We're just everywhere, but this is fun. Okay. Kevin Acosta says, hate to say it, but we need to look at maybe getting a new coach. My argument for a new coach, we had Sunday's game in the bag, but once we went down a man, Pablo pulled all of the offensive power off and parked the bus. To me, that shows a lack of tactical prowess and belief in the team. I don't think
I want to give Pablo another year, but I was extremely frustrated at those subs and believe that that is what fundamentally cost us the game.
Kevin, I do hear you.
Our options off the bench weren't great. Like, the only one I really would have changed is, like, not Schmidt and Julio.
Yeah. I hear Kevin on the last bit. He says there's no belief in the team. I think it takes more belief in your team to park the bus.
That team believed.
Because you're
right?
saying, like,
no,
you're
that,
not going to
score
on us.
That team absolutely believed, and the referees robbed that game.
Yeah.
Well, didn't rob, but gave the penalty, which the pressure invited, sure. But, like, that team held together for a long time, which shouldn't have had the ability to, right?
Yeah.
So that team did bust their ass, and I appreciate them for that, yeah. right? They were all put in that situation where some of those guys shouldn't have been put in the situation.
Yeah. Who was at Beer Bar here?
I was.
You went? Did you go? No? What was the atmosphere like after the PK, specifically, losing?
At losing?
Deflated?
Yeah. Like, I just kind of left. Like, I was right near the exit, so, you know, how I get. I just get mad, and I just leave, so.
Dipped out?
Yeah, and then they were singing, we love you, Salt Lake, we do.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then they did the, I believe that we will win.
Oh, man, that's like, an instant loss right there. That's why we lost.
I was like, no. And then they were cheering. They're like, what were they? Oh, they were chanting about, like, we're going to win. And, like, I was like, bro, there's still 6 minutes. You know,
oh,
like,
boy.
You need to relax.
Oh, boy.
So Beer Bar is the one who gave us the bad vibes, is what I'm hearing.
Or was it me when I tweeted, if we hold on to this win?
We'll say both. We'll
I don't know, man.
Both. I tweeted that, and I was like, I'm that guy. Whoops. I deleted the tweet, but.
You are that guy. All right.
I was just projecting. I think that's what I told you. I'm projecting.
Yeah.
David Dillman, just looks like a new listener, will give you a follow back. David Dillman, let's take a look here. So he actually tweeted like an outlist.
Like a screenshot?
Of
like his notes?
Yeah, of his notes. And nice. It's it looks like it's just an outlist. So let's take a look here. So GKs, so goalkeepers, Thomas Gomez, Jeff Dusnup out. Get an MLS backup GK. I would like to have Dusnup to make the jump, but he hasn't played all this year, Delgado or Kelly yet. So, sorry, this is out of I'm not reading this right. Let's see. Center backs, Eric Holt out.
Yes.
Johan Kappelhoff out.
Sadly.
For RBs, so left back, right backs, Tate Schmidt out. Brett Halsey out. CM, center mid, Nick Beisler is out. Left wing, right wing, Michael Chang, there's a question mark. And let's see, Sergio Cordova, question mark, Rubio Rubin, out.
Hold on. So, Spurs Bay, that is not a stupid question. We are not deleting it.
It's a great question.
Answer the poll.
Yeah. What did he write? What? Delete this tweet. So dumb. Let's see, I'll reply to him.
Not content.
All right. You're dumb. Okay, there we go.
Nice.
All righty.
Got him.
Got you, Spurs Bay. Probably doesn't listen anymore.
He does. Well, he might not anymore.
I don't know.
You just ruined it.
You're not dumb, Spurs Bay. That's just, we're just going to call you out on Twitter if you call us out. Okay. Next up. Let's see. We came armed with a few questions. And I think, you know, to wrap up the whole narrative of Real Salt Lake, we feel just how you guys feel. Do we dismantle the FO? I don't know. Is it time for Elliot Fall to leave? Who knows? Is it Pablo Mastroianni's turn to be fired? Who knows? We don't know. But we're going to come with some different questions here, and we're going to talk about a few things here. So let me go ahead and pull up the questions that we had prepared for the show, and we're going to kind of go around the table, and this might be a little bit different than a lot of segments that we've done. Before we hop into this, though, I did go to the RSL team store today. I thought I had lost something, so I went back to search. Shout out Annalyn Gadibai. She works there. And shout out Jennifer Rosa. They want us to know that there are breast cancer pins available. Actually, they're in my pocket. Hang on. Let me pass these around.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Go ahead and take a look.
Ooh, sheesh.
Okay, okay.
All right, all right.
So
I say I don't get one.
Well, it's not for them. It's just for us to show off.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. The pins are $15. $5 of the pin goes to National Breast Cancer Foundation. So stop by the team store. They're basically, it's like a pink ribbon on a pin. It has the Real Salt Lake logo on there. It's in pink. It's nice. Next month is going to be the Alzheimer's Awareness pin. So stop by. And then also, everybody is aware of what's going on with John Jenna and his battle with ALS. So the John Jenna patches are also available at the RSL team store, and I'm pretty sure those are going towards a fund. I don't have those details.
Yeah,
I
it's the
those.
Rocky Mountain ALS Foundation.
Yes. So in his honor, John Jenna is he's a great human being. He's being so selfless about it. He wants donations to go towards helping people in the future, even if that means it doesn't help him immediately.
Right.
So nothing but positive things to say about John. If you've ever met him, he's awesome. He's amazing.
Agreed. And then there's also tomorrow, the day this episode releases, the chairs from the South Goal are available first come, first serve for a $10 donation. So if you want a piece of stadium history to sit in your garage and collect dust, tomorrow is the day.
Yeah, I gotcha. Awesome. Very cool. All righty. Spurs Bay Go, he wrote, dang, you got me. I hope he's not mad.
He's
I hope you listen. I don't mind that guy.
Honestly,
I don't mind anybody on Twitter. It's funny. Let's see. Okay.
It's all fun and games until you hurt Spur Bay feelings, bro.
I know, right?
It's okay. He's a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
Go United.
Go 2-0. United, yeah. 2-0. Ronaldo leaving the tunnel. He's leaving early.
Hopefully he's headed to, like, somewhere else.
MLS?
No.
It won't happen.
I don't think he'll ever come.
Yeah.
Messi might.
You never know, though, man.
I don't think
you never know. You see the stock just kind of dwindling. But
I just can't see him.
Anybody would take him. Anybody would take sure. him and pay him top dollar.
He's going to sell jerseys.
But there's still appeal, dude. I mean, people come here and play because it is the U.S. of A., and there is cool stuff here, believe it
no,
or not.
No, it would be great. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So let's talk a little bit of fun things here. Let's start. Let's do this here. Let's just start off with three players that you would keep or that we must keep. And three players that we would part with. And we won't really go around the table on this. We'll just kind of try to come to a consensus.
Ooh, there is an expansion draft this year, too.
There is.
Aye. Yep. Okay.
So three teams you would keep, or excuse me, three players you would keep without a doubt. Who would you keep?
Loffelsund? Probably a shocker. I'm thinking of the expansion draft and guys that might be fringe, right?
Okay.
I'm not going to name the obvious ones.
Okay. Fair.
Fair.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
So Loffelsen, Glad.
I think Glad would be protected, wouldn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I'm
well,
just
no,
saying.
Well,
like,
of the homegrown deal.
Yeah, I'm just saying, okay. like, if absolutely necessary, these okay. are guys okay. that another team would take if given the option of taking them.
I getcha.
And then you gotta protect the captain, Demir, at all costs. I mean, even if he's not as productive, like, you just gotta protect him.
Yeah.
And keep him around.
Okay, anybody else you guys would add to that?
I think I want to throw Brian Ojeda in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to throw
yeah,
Ojeda.
Same.
So who would you keep? So if you had to make the choice, who are you booting out of that top three to secure Ojeda?
Demir, because no one's going to touch Demir. We're not going to let anyone touch Demir. That's just not – I shouldn't even put that one in there. That's not even a question. So I'm replacing Demir with Ojeda.
Okay, fine.
Okay, yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
All right, three players that are out. That should be easy.
Holt, Beasler, Schmidt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Herrera?
If we can... Okay.
Only if the money's right.
Because I've seen
an offer for Herrera and Ruiz, and it's for more than five, take it.
I think right now I'm at the point where if any offer comes and it's the right offer, we should take it.
Yeah.
Whether it's Sava, whether it's Glad, whether it's anybody. If the offer's right, just take it.
Only, though, if we're either A, going to bump someone up from the Monarchs and play them,
yeah,
or B, re-spend the money wisely.
Yep. Exactly.
Got it. All right, cool. I like that a lot, guys. Okay, a season grade for the club. Let's just go for this is just to players, the field play. Let's go around without any explanations, and then we'll try to round it to the closest grade. So, Isaac, let's start with you.
D+.
Dang.
Wow, you're harsh.
It's harsh. Thank God you're not a teacher.
We barely made it.
Okay.
Well, but we're saying, like, you know, were the players entertaining? Fun to watch?
Are we just talking about the product on the field? Or are we talking about the
just
club
the product.
Over?
I mean, okay. not the results. The
Isaac
product.
Handing out grades like he's a teacher in West Valley, bro. Come on. I can say that. I went to Kearns, man.
Kearns
High.
Yeah.
Those teachers don't care. I'm sorry. Well, they didn't. I'm sorry.
They might now.
They might now.
When they definitely didn't care.
Hell no, they did not. Okay, go ahead.
Entertainment-wise?
Everything, just entertainment, B. Players. B. A B?
Now you're too nice.
Solid
you
B.
You went from a D to a B.
What, you guys are going to say, oh, C, average.
I'm going C. Oh,
he's a, dude, he is a...
He doesn't know.
He's a softie, huh?
Yeah.
The student walked over to your desk and said, hey, and you're like,
my mom's going to ground
me.
He
gave me a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
She's not going to let me play Fortnite if I get a D.
Here's a B. All right, you're good. So you're saying C?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we didn't score a lot of goals, but we scored some fun ones. There were some fun tackles, but overall it was average and just okay.
Yeah, I agree. C+. I'm going C+.
Yeah, I like C+.
I'm going C+.
Because you were at that, like, B level, B minus, and then C+. The way you went out in the playoffs, I think, earns a C+.
Okay. I'm still going C. Your two C+s will take.
I think the thing that most impacts that for me is just that whole second half skid.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, fine. Second half skid. So we're at a C+ already. For extra credit, you make the playoffs, and the way that they performed in the playoffs, did it bump their grade to a B-, or does it stay at C+?
C+. That skid had me at a D-, so...
Yeah, I think it stays. I think it has to stay at a C+.
All right, cool. I like that. No. Good?
No.
All right, okay.
It's good, but like it's not a season. It is not a season anyone's going to really look back on and be like, that was a season. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no. The right. season prior going to the
yeah,
conference
that was crazy.
Finals.
I remember that.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to see highlights from this season in, like, 5 years, like, on YouTube randomly, like, in a mesh-up and be like, what?
Yeah. It's going to be 4 minutes long.
I think the only, like, crazy memorable thing this season.
Wait, stop.
Okay.
We'll have a question about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. My bad.
Easy there, intern.
My bad.
Easy. All right.
Did you not read the questions beforehand?
I did.
Let's do a season grade for the FO.
Okay.
Alex, you go, dude. We know those guys too well. You go. Say your grade. We'll see if we agree. Just kidding.
I'm gonna go.
We don't really know those guys. We just see them at training. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go.
Don't be nice.
I'm gonna go C.
A C.
I'm gonna go C. Borderline C-.
Okay.
Borderline C-.
Josh.
Yeah. And here's why.
No.
Okay.
No.
Saverino was a great
re-addition,
right?
Yeah.
I don't care for that dude.
But he was a guy that's already been here. He's familiar. So, like.
Is that really a fetch?
I mean, he did.
Is it really a fetch to show up at the next Christmas party with your ex-girlfriend?
Right, right, right. But, like, let's be real. Without Saverino, the rest of the season is ugly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cordova coming in early. Just felt like, this guy's available for loan. We didn't love him for 90% of the season, but I'd keep him if he wasn't a DP. So that was an okay move. Again, no one else was going to perform better than him. Let's be real. The Danny Mufsovsky move, absolute head scratcher.
How many minutes did he get?
Like 60, maybe?
Not even.
I don't know.
I don't even think so. No, he got like some like last...
I don't even think he
some late substitutions. He hasn't played in a minute. I don't even think he was on the bench for Austin.
I would say less than 20.
He was on the bench for Austin. I think it was around 20.
He was on the bench for Austin and we still went for Tate.
Exactly.
Oh my lord.
Exactly. He was on the bench for Austin.
Okay. So that, again, puzzling. Didn't solve any of our issues at the moment.
No, not at all.
Didn't love that move from the FO.
And remember the hype behind it?
Right.
You're forgetting about Anderson Julio, by
the way. Oh, no, I'm still going. Yeah. Anderson Julio was a steal, right?
Yes.
But came in late, wasn't really available to make an impact right away. Ochoa situation, nightmare for everyone, right? So that's a big black mark on everyone. So they bring in Thomas Gomez. It's fine. Didn't really have to use him. I wish he would have gotten a couple minutes, but whatever. The only real bright moves for me were Ojeda and Oviedo. But as we've talked about before, they spent so much time working on a deal for a big-name guy that was never going to work that these two guys came in way too late.
Yeah.
Right? Had these guys come in earlier in the year,
yeah,
this might, that skid may not have happened, and we may have been a higher seed, right? So I think situations were handled, and I don't know if this is on the FO or the coach. Situations were handled poorly, and we paid for it, right? I think some of the moves we brought in were nice, right? Some good building blocks. We still need to bring in some real game changers, and there's no doubt about that, right? Real game changers need to come in, and current starters need to come in and be the bench. So that's my thoughts, and yeah.
I feel like a majority of the signings were just...
Oh, he'll work. Okay.
Not what we expected.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like looking back at it, at the time, the Savarino signing was huge. It was fantastic. Now that we're here at the end of the season, maybe it was just the easy deal.
Exactly, right? Like, oh, he'll come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is fine, right? I haven't loved it when players do that, but Sava is truly a good player, and it's okay.
Absolutely.
Right? When Mufsisian did it, it was like, ugh, you know...
And I totally spaced the whole Ochoa situation.
Right, because this and year has felt like an eternity.
And I think throwing the Ochoa situation there, I think I can bring it down to a solid C-.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Because nothing was, like, super great to, like, really look past some of the, like, WTFs that happened.
And I saw a very interesting tweet. I don't know how accurate it is, but somebody was mentioning about how a lot of the front office is up for contracts this year. And I hate that that MLS isn't transparent as far as contract lengths and stuff like that, because it would be really interesting to see who is up for renewal this year.
Yeah. Yeah. DC United just got a shakeup. You guys see that?
Chicago did too.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of things happening. All right. And then the elephant in the room, Elliott Fall. Are you guys hot on Elliott? What grade do we give Elliott? I know the FO just kind of, he might fall in that category, but we have to give Elliott a grade. So who's going to just step up and give Elliott a grade?
I'm just going to go with the same grade.
I was going to give him a B. There's a lot that we obviously don't know what happens behind closed doors, but just from taking it from face value, from face like
as a generic fan perspective,
I'll probably go C-, too, because I feel like a lot of roster building goes directly at the GM, and I mean we talked about the lackluster signings, and so we'll just throw them all in the same category with the C-.
Right, and that's what sucks for the GM, like. We don't know what backing he had from the ownership. We don't know what the manager had as input, right? So his hands could have been tied in a lot of different situations. But at the end of the day, as a general manager, all eyes are on you.
Yeah.
And you take the fall, win or lose, right? So.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to know if how the new ownership feels about Elliott.
I know. I'm curious. I know ownership rarely speaks, right?
Yeah,
but it would be nice to have a statement from ownership about, you know, where they plan on taking it after the season.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, I think that kind of wraps it up. We're going to kind of move into a different direction now. So we're going to, you know what? Let's talk about our favorite RSL moments. We're going to go with play on the field. And then also we're going to kind of go through probably like some of the social media content that's been put out, our favorite moments or least favorite. So let's start with our RSL moments. Let's start with plays or matches won. Are there moments that you guys, that stands out to you guys?
Yeah, I'll go.
As your favorite moment. Go ahead.
You know, I've already stated, like, I'm over the Rusnak thing, right? And, like, nothing but respect to the guy or whatever. But that Seattle game, the first game of the season where he comes back and the fans were hot getting after him. A completely shocking win. Like, let's be real, no one thought we'd win that. No one. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think that whole just day was nice. Like, feel like you got some revenge, I guess.
Good day?
Good day.
Yeah. Isaac, are you ready to share your favorite RSL moment?
Does it have to be, like, RSL specific? Because mine's the Gareth Bale goal and me recording it.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, no, it's fine.
Yeah, recording Gareth Bale scoring on RSL.
All right.
That was my personal favorite moment.
It happened right in front of us.
Yeah, it happened in front of me. It was cool.
Gareth Bale.
Yeah, we like it.
Yeah, you still have that footage?
I still have that footage.
Yeah.
And I thought I didn't get it, but I got it.
Yeah, he was stoked that day.
He was stoked.
Sorry, cool. RSL fans.
That's fine. And actually, that'll kind of help us blend into the favorite RSL show moment, too. So, all right, cool. Go. RSL moment.
Favorite RSL moment had to be that, like, 2.5 week stretch where we made the comeback against Austin at home. Then we went to Montreal and won 2-1, which, shocker. And then we came back and beat Houston 3-0 here at America First.
Yeah, we thought we were going to be real good at that point.
Yeah, dude, that feeling of euphoria and excitement for a team that was competitive and that was in second place in the West at that time, it felt really good. And I think that was probably just my favorite moment of the season.
Nice. No. You already said yours?
Yeah.
Play-wise? You said play-wise, right?
It was a whole game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite moment of the season, I think it was when... I think it was when, like, Cordova started to get hot and started to score. And then we had that questionable celebration where you insisted he was shushing the crowd. I don't think he was.
And then the next game he totally missed the open net and cost us a game.
I just...
Well, I take it back because he's done that same celebration a few times. So I...
Yeah.
I was just ornery, I guess.
I think that's my favorite moment, is just kind of seeing somebody come in. Kind of embrace the club in the way that he has. I think he's still got more of a ways to go, so hopefully...
I hope we see him back.
Yeah, I'd like to see him back, because it's weird, man. I'm just, at this point, like, you see the goals, and, I mean, obviously, dude, like, the 3-minute goal against Austin, to come out that quickly, to have a presence like that, he's a big dude, and... You know, we saw that transformation of, like, remember when he was, like, just trying to kind of push the ball off to get an assist, almost playing, like, rec league, and we're like, no, just shoot the damn ball.
Yeah.
So kind of seeing him go through that change has been really, really cool. All right. Our RSL show moment.
From you.
It's good.
Well, and I think that goal from, like, that goal against Austin in the third minute kind of is what we expected Cordoba to be.
Yeah, totally.
It's exactly what Pablo Mascherani talked about early in the season. He's that stout player that's just going to win you balls in the air all the time and score offset pieces and whatnot. And we didn't really see that up until the last moment.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Let's go RSL show moments to wrap this up.
All right, mine.
Isaac already said Gareth Bale.
Yeah, I already said mine.
I'm going to go with this past weekend's training, right before the Austin game, when little Harrison stopped the entire team to get an autograph. I thought, I don't know, it was just wholesome. It was a wholesome moment. And also, the most recent. So
that's what I remember most. That's our, We invited our buddy to come out to training, and he brought his son. And then you guys might have seen the video.
Like, I had a Sharpie in the car. I was like, let's get your ball signed.
Everybody signed. Everyone stopped and signed it.
And it was great to see.
Yeah.
Very wholesome.
Oh, he's had cool moments. That was his first season, dude.
Yeah. You actually have stuff to talk about. I'm jaded.
Tell me. Okay, so you have a number one moment, but then tell us, like, other cool moments. Because I want to hear this perspective, because I remember what it was like to get my first press pass and how cool it was to, like, run into people. So you can have the floor for a little bit longer. Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna go real quick. One of my other favorite moments is when at halftime, Alex and I went for a quick walk and we were coming back and Demir was in the hallway, and this dude froze. Absolutely froze.
Wide-eyed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wide-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
Or like the time when we were like, let's talk to Nick, and he's like, I don't want to go talk to Nick. You know what I mean? It's just, we don't have that perspective anymore. So seeing someone else like freeze up
is
pretty great.
It does help you appreciate it a little bit more. But yeah, go ahead, dude. Tell us.
Well, I mean, obviously, my favorite moment has to be the first game where we went out with Sly.
Oh yeah,
that was fun. Another good one. That was this year.
That was this year. Yeah, that was my first. It was my first game out with you guys for the RSL show, and you guys, you know, took me up to the press box. We did all this stuff with Sly, his first ever RSL game. Super dope, super awesome, and just you guys took me out onto the field, and I was like standing on the field with you guys for a little bit, and just going from a fan to this, and that being there for that first game against San Jose, it was incredible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely fantastic moment.
That's it?
That's my favorite one.
Cool. What other cool moments have you had, though?
So much.
Yeah.
So much. Yeah. There's the Demir in the freaking hallway.
Who were you in the elevator with the other day?
Oh, Taylor Twellman. And
there was the elevator.
You text us. He's like, dude, dude.
Liam Ridgewell.
Yeah, Liam Ridgewell was like literally at where this chair is in front of me, like 10 feet in front of me. Portland legend, for those of you who don't know. And just shared an elevator with Taylor Twellman, walking into the stadium on decision day. Just so much, dude. So much. Even like the KSL stuff, like the personal for me, like going out there, calling these games for KSL, doing all the stuff, all the cool things that I've done with you guys, and I'll show RSL. It's fantastic. Like there, it's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
His stock is shooting up, dude.
What year? Ours is like tanking and his is right.
Yeah. Well, we've just been like, we had our stock up, and then it just kind of, and then it dipped, and then it kind of.
If we're talking about like rides at Lagoon, we're the Sky Ride tram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. Eventually it goes down.
Yeah, eventually so we're going to have to get off.
Eventually it goes down.
It's still going.
My favorite RSL show moment, man. I think it's just, this is going to sound like corny, and teaching you stuff, teaching him stuff, like that's just kind of been fun for me, kind of like passing the torch on a little bit in a way. Not quite, but like just kind of setting up like the next generation, helping you guys understand how cool this is, and then kind of seeing like the work that you guys have put in. You're putting in a lot of work. I really do appreciate you, Alex. Isaac, I know I get hard on you. Isaac, I just want you to be awesome, but you go out there, you got some really cool shots. You've been doing amazing stuff. And Josh, I would tell you, you're doing cool stuff too, but we've been in this, you know, since day one.
I know.
So, no, I'm just like proud of the show and I'm proud of all the opportunities. What's really cool is that, Josh and I have been talking about, the need to take the podcast content and put up more video. We've done it in the past very sporadically, and when we do, it's a lot of fun. And actually, like when I went and looked at the RSL show YouTube, because I literally just put the episodes up and then I just don't even look at analytics, nothing. I finally went back and looked, and it's like there are some episodes that we just throw up and it's like hundreds of views. And that's just literally not even like trying to make anything good. We just throw it up. So I had a really good conversation today with Nate Dowdle of KSL Sports, kind of pitching him the idea, and I don't know how much I can say, but his vision for the RSL show is a lot bigger than we think or thought that it could be. So this next negotiation where we're going to talk with them towards the end of the year is actually going to be really, really cool, like big time stuff. But we're going to be transitioning. I guess one of the pitches that I threw at him was making sure that we're recording all our video or all our podcasts on video, because personally I've just been pretty like, I've got a lot of stuff going on, right? With my work, MLS, all this other stuff. So we're finally just gonna jump into it, do it for 2023. It's gonna be a lot of fun. This off season is where we're gonna get started. I guess it's a good time now to tell all you guys, because Josh and I have talked about this. We're not gonna come out every single week. On the off season, we're going to take a break, because we've tried to do episodes in the off season weekly. And it's just,
although
it's fun and it's cool to see your friends, it is a drag. Cause you're just repetitive, right? You're just talking about the same thing. There's nothing going on. So we're going to create content as we go. There's going to be more video, behind-the-scenes stuff. We're going to work with the club. Obviously, all of us are going to be involved in that. And we're going to go for quantity
quality.
Quality over quantity in the off-season. But when we start up, we're going to be doing all of the video podcasts for 2023. For the people who are messaging me and asking if this means that all the audio podcasts is going to go away, no. This is just adding an extra layer to it. And it's going to be produced. We're going to have a spot at KSL. It's going to be awesome. So I'm really, really stoked, really excited. This is the next step. And we're just always striving to be number one and just blow out the competition and provide the best RSL content.
That's right.
So that's it.
So I hope you two are ready to
work.
Because we're going to need help. We're old, right?
Yeah.
We're going to need help from you too. So I hope you guys are ready to take that step.
I told you, I'm ready.
Right. Yeah, it'll be fun. So... cool, guys. That is it. That wraps it up. At RSL Show on social media. The YouTube stuff will have to be figured out. I'll just be fully transparent. We don't know if we're going to pump the stuff out on the RSL Show YouTube or on KSL Sports YouTube quite yet.
TBD.
That's something to determine that we'll talk with the KSL overlords. But other than that, thanks for a great season. That wraps up season 6. It's been a ride. It's been a lot of fun. Love you guys. We'll see you guys in 2023. Anything else you guys want to throw out there before we say goodbye?
I miss you guys already.
I think we're gonna try to do pickup before it gets freezing, yes. Or while it's cold because there's Harriman. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out on that.
Yeah, we'll do a finale pickup soccer. So cool, guys. Keep it here. Keep subscribed and tweet at us. Let us have it. Let us know what you're feeling. And as always, leave a review. 5 stars, baby.
Follow me on Twitter.
Oh yeah, go ahead. What's your at? Go ahead, dude.
Follow me on Twitter at Napolis Alex, NAPOLESALEX.
Follow Josh. Do you have a Twitter?
Josh already has too many followers.
I have too many followers. I'm capped.
Oh yeah, Isaac.
At Isaac X Munoz. Changing it now.
All right, cool. And you can find me at Andy X Munoz. Very, very easy. All right, cool, guys.
Thank you.
Wonderful
guys.
Show. We'll see you guys later.